want to talk to you now about our retained firefighters. That's the firefighters here in Kerry. They have served notice on the government of strike action to begin in less than 2 weeks. They're not happy after several reports and reviews have recommended structural changes to how they work, how they're retained, how they're paid, and particularly the difficulties they have with availability and work-life balance. What they're saying is these reports, even though the government have promised to bring in recommendations or implement the recommendations suggested in the reports, they don't go far enough and it's not working, and a key issue is remuneration. Well, the a member of the National Committee of the National Retained and Firefighters Association is Damien Quigg, of course, who is a fire officer here in Kerry and a former Sinn Féin councillor. He was part of the negotiating team that walked out of talks with government, not happy with what the government side were talking about. They've now served notice. I spoke to him shortly before coming in here, and first of all asked him to outline the main considerations and concerns that they have.
Hi, Jerry. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, what happened, Jerry, was the notice was served. There's been talks going on there for about a year and a half now. I've been involved in the National Negotiating Committee on behalf of the retained firefighters with four other lads, and those talks broke down in relation to remuneration. I suppose there has been a document that has been done by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage on the instructions of Minister Darragh O'Brien to sort out a recruitment and retention problem in the retained fire service that I suppose was really identified in 2002 in the Farrell Grant Sparks report, and it said that the service in its current format was no longer fit for purpose. So here we are 21 years later and they failed to address I suppose the points that came up in that report, and that report just went to the wayside. So this is another report has been commissioned and the findings are the same, and we were trying to get it addressed, but look, the talks broke down in relation to remuneration. They told us there was just no more money. They couldn't pay retained firefighters any more money. I suppose, look, the wages for a new entrant coming in, just for your listeners, is €8,500 a year. For that, you're on call for 168 hours a week. You have to live and work within sort of 2.5 kilometre radius of the station, and it's quite difficult to gain employment for people to let you go and actually attend the fire. You could be gone for a long time before you're back. So it's very poor wages, I'm sure you'll agree. It's below the minimum wage. There's no other emergency service that I know being paid that small amount of money. And I think that in the 21st century, because of the training we have, what the service we provide...
What you're required to do. Yeah, so where do things stand now in terms of strike action? Yeah, where do things stand now? The clock's ticking for 2 weeks, is that right, in terms of the beginning of industrial action, if this isn't resolved?
That's correct. We've asked them, we served the notice, 2 weeks' notice. So, look, they have 2 weeks, I suppose, to maybe go back and rethink where we're at here and look at it. When you commission a report yourself on behalf of the department, and this is the frustrating thing, and their findings themselves actually, provided recommendations out of the findings, and the recommendations was to address remuneration and work-life balance. They were the two, I suppose, outstanding issues. There was other issues as well, but I suppose, in fairness on our part, we were willing to, I suppose, maybe talk about the other issues at a later date, but these were the two immediate ones we wanted addressed, was remuneration and work-life balance. And just to give people an indication of work-life balance, what it was like, so there was somebody said to me during the lockdown, God, we're all locked down now, we can't go anywhere. That's our life. That's been my life for the last 15 years. That has been the life of, I suppose, 2,500 firefighters across the country. We have to tell people where we go, what time we'll be back.
You're alerted, Damien. You're alerted by personal pagers, and the current models for delivery of the service means the vast majority of those firefighters in the retained side of it, not permanent, must have high levels of availability. And the status of the people who work in the service means you find it difficult to plan those holidays, time off. You don't benefit from the same extent from the rights of full-time employees for sick leave, maternity leave, paternity, parental leave, and force majeure, things like that. Just an example of some of the issues that retained firefighters face.
That's correct. And look, a number of the stations there now across the country are, they're, you know, lads are retiring. The recruitment process doesn't happen fast enough. So when somebody's retiring and people know that that person is about to retire, it's sort of left until the person does retire. And then, you know, maybe a couple of months later, they might decide, oh, we'll run a recruitment process now. And that means that you're 9 in a one pump station, or 15 in a two pump station, as it is in our county in Kerry. You would have a situation where that 9 could be down to maybe 6, maybe 8 at times. It just depends on how many people have retired, and that puts you under even more pressure then. And you're making pumps too, basically. You're depending on your neighbouring station to come and help you at a time of crisis then. So that means that their local area then has been left without fire cover at that particular point in time, and depending on the next station then to cover them. So it just, you're just putting a plaster on what is a huge problem, like, you know.
Yeah.
And for a long time, people haven't really spoke out about this, and you know, it has been kept, you know, really under wraps, like. But
I know we had issues, and we covered it in the programme before a number of years ago, I think now at this stage, in relation to the problems specific to Kerry and the shortages in some areas of firefighters and individual stations, and the issue of recruitment did come up, and there was promises that recruitment programs would be engaged in. My understanding is that, you know, the recruitment, you can have all the recruitment you want, but if the conditions aren't right, you're not going to attract enough to stem the flow of retained firefighters who have left the service in the last number of years.
Yeah, and in relation to the work-life balance, the government side did say that, you know, they were going to address work-life balance, like that was one of the things they're going to address. But just for a recruitment process, if you're trying to get in 1 to 2 firefighters right into any station, that process from beginning to end is probably almost a 2-year process from the minute they fill out the application form until they're actually on the run, like, you know. So if you took on 2 and you were down to 8 and you were trying to bring it up to 12 in a 9-man station to make it 6 men on and 6 off, like, or It just doesn't, you know, you'd be looking 5, 6, 7, 8 years before you would ever get to the level of bringing that amount of people in. And, you know, when they hear about the pay of 8,500 for a level entrant coming in, and your calls aren't guaranteed, you're only paid in terms of what you're called out to.
Your call-outs then make up the most of your pay, effectively, in terms of what you get paid for each individual call-out.
A small area like Sneen or Ballybunion or... you know, those areas, they might answer maybe 50, 60, 70 calls a year, like, you know, something like that. And, you know, but their levels of availability are still required to be the same as a station answering 400 calls, like Tralee. So, like, you're constantly, as I say, on call like that. You know, you don't know when you're going to be called. And I think that any property taxpayer out there, or anybody who knows what firefighters do or what the service is about, they'd be appalled to hear that the money that they pay in property tax is not going to the remuneration of firefighters to the level that it should be. Like, we can't go into the bank and say, look, we want a loan to buy a house. That's the reality, because €8,500 of guaranteed income would not suffice in terms of a mortgage in today's world.
Yeah.
It wouldn't suffice in terms of a car loan or any type of loan. So we did want structured and fixed income addressed in this round of talks, and the government side failed in that. And we were told by the minister directly that if this broke down, that he would step in and sort this himself.
Well, he went to Cabinet in February in relation to the recommendations of this report, and that issue of more fixed elements of pay, access to planned and structured time off, review, you know, potentially new areas of response work that could be undertaken by retained firefighters as well, and that they were going to implement recommendations immediately. That was in February. So has that not happened, or is that not enough? And what's the, is there, in, from this report, was it anywhere, or is it ever a possibility, Damien, that full-time firefighting would happen in rural areas to answer the question, to answer the problem?
There seems to be a breakdown of communication. Because the minister's saying that on one hand, and people have heard him in the Dáil during leaders' questions and ministers' questions and stuff, and they're saying all these things, right? But when you go to deal with the actual department then responsible, so you've got the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, they have a role in this. You have the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, they have a role in this. So somebody between those two departments needs to to communicate on this and needs to find out, because you can't have a minister telling people, right, lads, go away now, this is what has to be sorted out, this has to be implemented. And when you go into the room to talk to these people then, they just close the door in your face and say, no, sorry, there's no money here, we can't do this. Like, but if they don't do it, Jerry, I can tell you now, people aren't going to have a service. The service is on its knees. Like, and every county across the country, or any social media platform that you're on at the moment, you can check it out. Every county is the same. We're all facing the same challenges.